Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. In fact, wherever you are in the world, welcome to EV News Daily. Final day of the year, 2018, eh? We made it. Been a few ups and downs. My name is Martin Lee, and here is the sixth part of your year in review. Before we start, thank you to MyEV.com for helping make this show. Over the last few months, it was around summertime that we first caught up with the team at MyEV, and shortly after they asked if they could help make this show, and in so many ways, apart from simply covering so many of the costs of the podcast, working with me as well to hopefully understand more of the American market. Of course, I'm here in the UK, in London, recording this podcast, and some of the cast don't exactly cross over. I do my best, but I use them to pick their brains, and also with Question of the Week, which followed shortly after we joined forces. It's something that you have really got hold of in 2018. And at the end of today's review show, we'll go through your answers to this week's question of the week and set you a brand new question as well. Well, looking back at November and December 2018, first of all, though, just to remind ourselves what an incredible year we've had, it's the final part of our review show. On the 1st of November, VW could be sharing its electric car platform, the MEB platform, with Ford, was the rumour. And that's not massively unheard of in the automotive industry. Plenty of people over the years have shared platforms when the companies have not been affiliated previously. But that would be a big move if that were true. We'll find out later in the show what came of that. Tesla told Model 3 buyers to avoid now, on the 1st of November, to avoid paying any more in the new year. With the loss of the federal tax credit, the full amount at least, it's still there from tomorrow. It just tapers. And EDF Energy, which is, I think, Electricité de France, EDF partnered with Nuvve. Of course, Nuvve have featured on this show in 2018. And we spoke to Mark, and they are V2G specialists installing 1,500 smart EV chargers for EDF. And the first public EV charging lampposts are installed in London. What a big day that was on the 1st of November. All those things being reported in one show. Over the last couple of days, I've spent a fair bit of time in southwest London. And looking on my Zap map, there's a few big apps over here in the UK for finding charger locations for EVs. And as I've been, and the one I tend to use most is Zap map. And it's habit. I'm not saying it's better than the others like PlugShare and etc, but it's the one I'm most used to. And I've seen in the area that I was in southwest London loads of the lamppost chargers cropping up. They're by a company called Ubitricity, and there just seemed to be loads of them in the area that I was. Now, I couldn't use those because you have to use a special cable, and between the Type 2 plugs on either end is a little box that sorts out all the billing. So if you live in the area, you live on one of those streets, you buy the cable for a few hundred pounds, and in fact less than that, it's a couple of hundred pounds, that looks after all the billing, it knows exactly how many electrons you've used, and then you can pay for what you've used, and you can park on the street, because of course, London is being such a kind of historic city, so many houses built 100, 150 years ago, that they were never built for cars. So lots of terraces, lots of on-street parking, lots of people all built on top of each other. Not so much apartments and flats, although that is an issue. So these lamppost chargers going in places where people tend to park on street. Anyway, that is a long way of getting around the 1st of November. But let's move on quickly. 2nd of November, the Tesla Auto Park Summon upgrade would be ready in a few weeks, says Elon Musk, and Jaguar's electric I-Pace became Germany's car of the year. On the 3rd of November, ZapMap, the app I've just mentioned, made booking an EV parking space easier with your parking space. And on the 4th of November, BMW's iX3 was captured from all angles in new spy shots. On the 7th of November, VW considered converting two of their German factories to EV production, which just goes to show how seriously they're taking their EV plans. On the 8th of November, things weren't looking good for employees of Faraday Future, so much so that they launched a GoFundMe campaign to help keep the employees afloat. And on the 9th of November, Tesla's Model 3 was spotted in Europe, and the spy shots seemed to indicate a different charging inlet, the CCS combo plug. We'll talk more about that in a moment. On the 10th of November, Harley-Davidson introduced the electric Livewire motorcycle. And if you like bikes like I do, I'm not a complete nuts on bikes. I like to stay kind of on top of the news. Check out rideapart.com, which is the website I tend to use, my weapon of choice for staying up to date with everything with two wheels. On the 12th of November, Tesla enabled free supercharging to any of those affected by the Californian wildfires. And on the 12th of November, Jaguar's I-Pace sales exceeded 1,000 in the month of October. 250 a week, not bad. Still not the biggest numbers, but still, not too bad. And on the 13th of November, Tesla's Model 3 performance car was disqualified from a race that it entered when it blitzed the opposition and beat all the fossil cars. One of the people that had lost, one of the fellow drivers that had lost, looked at the rule book and appealed based on the definition of fuel. And the rule book of this particular race suggested that fuel was something that you combust in your car, and therefore electricity couldn't be. Therefore, to the letter of the law, they had to disqualify the Model 3. Sore losers. There's plenty more of that to come. You just wait. Well, on the 14th of November, Volkswagen nominated another battery supplier, their fourth, I think it was, SK Innovation, for their big battery plans, their big EV plans. On the 15th of November, well, it was finally confirmed. The European Tesla Model 3s, when they're built at Fremont and shipped over on a boat to Europe, they will indeed come with the CCS combo socket, the plug that is very common over here. And also news that the superchargers would be upgraded. We told you about rumours through the year of preparatory work being done by Tesla engineers, but all under the surface, under the covers of the superchargers, and nothing that we could confirm. They also confirmed on the 15th of November that Model S and the Model X would be available to buy a CCS adapter for, and that each of the superchargers would have two cables. And actually, now that they are being converted, and I've seen some of these already, it's a really elegant solution, because where there was one cable, now there's two, and it could have looked a bit stuck on, a bit haphazard. Charger design is generally pretty poor. I'm going to stick my neck out and say that the actual design of chargers is something that wasn't really thought about until, well, Tesla's superchargers look nice, but really until recently, cable storage, cable management, how the plugs go. I go to so many chargers and that's the plugs on the floor and it's just all over the place just because they're badly designed, plus people don't use them properly. On the 16th of November, Panasonic said solid-state batteries, I mean proper solid-state batteries, not mucking about with changing the just the composition of current lithium-ion batteries a little bit. They're 10 years away, said Panasonic, who know one or two things about making batteries. On the 19th of November, VW then confirmed a joint development operation with Ford. They denied any kind of merger, but they confirmed the rumours earlier in the month that Ford would be using their MEB platform for Ford's EVs. Ford have got nothing with EVs. They have got a blank slate. They've got to catch up quick. Do you do your own or do you use someone else's? It looks like they got the checkbook out and they are going to be using VWs. They haven't got a lot at the moment in terms of EVs at Ford. On the 20th of November, the head of Renault-Nissan Alliance, or Renault-Nissan-Mitsubishi, I should say, Carlos Ghosn was arrested. I wouldn't normally report on any automotive story. It's got to be EV-related. This is the man that's been called Mr. EV in the past. He pushed through the Renault Zoe, the Nissan Leaf, big plans for electrification. From when you think about it, a Japanese manufacturer like Nissan, well, actually, the Japanese government are throwing their full force behind hydrogen. Toyota want hydrogen. They want fuel cells. Nissan, I'm surprised, have been resisting fuel cells. And maybe with Carlos gone there, or as Twitter said on the day of it, gone in 60 seconds. Maybe without him, maybe Nissan will wither away as an EV maker. I really, really hope not. It would leave a big hole. On the 20th of November as well, the production ID, VW ID hatchback, was speculated it could be the ID1, and that's because trademarks have been registered in Europe with the, I think it's the Intellectual Property Office, for the ID1, ID2, ID3, all the way up to the ID9. It could just be them protecting themselves, giving themselves options, or it could be that the car, that's not a Golf, don't call it a Golf. It looks like a Golf, same size and shape and Golf. Don't call it a Golf. It could be that it will be called the ID1 VW still to confirm the exact name, by the way. On the 23rd of November, VW added an EV section to their website, which is, again, a big sign of intent. And it wasn't just like a page saying we're going to be making EVs. The EV section of the main VW site is pretty comprehensive, if I'm honest. And Germany exempted electric trucks from road tolls. And given how many tolls there are in mainland Europe, by exempting electric trucks from them, it makes them save a lot of money. On the 25th of November, Range Rover's Evoque was scheduled for 2019 with a plug-in 11.3 kilowatt-hour battery. And on the 26th of November, Tesla's superchargers got a real Thanksgiving workout, we were reporting on. Over the Thanksgiving holidays, when you think there's 120-something thousand Model 3s extra on the road from this time last year, from people supercharging and queuing, they had people at superchargers, engineers at superchargers, over Thanksgiving for any kind of breakdowns, maintenance, keeping people on the move. They had people there as well, marshalling traffic, the really big, big, busy ones. On the 27th of November, the Porsche Taycan, or even Taycan, I've been told it could be now two ways by two different people. The platform that that's built on will be used for Audi's Model S competitor, the e-tron GT. And on the 29th of November, we noted that the Rivian R1S, the electric SUV, is as potent as the R1T. That's the truck, and the R1S is the SUV. The 64 kilowatt hour Kia Soul EV was confirmed on the 30th of November, and that's a lot of range for not a lot of money. On the 4th of November, December now, we're into the final month of the year. This is recent stuff. On the 4th, we heard that 2,500 EV charging bays were being added to a big supermarket chain here in the UK called Tesco across 600 of their stores. On the 5th of December, Electrive broke an exclusive piece of news that the new Nissan Leaf 60 kilowatt hour, not 64 kilowatt hour, 60 kilowatt hour would debut without liquid cooling. The problem they had this year with Dieselgate and keeping their batteries cool after multiple rapids. I don't know how it's going to be done, but the Electrive exclusive said it won't be with liquid thermal management. It must mean that they're just going to be blowing cool air from the air conditioner over the battery. And hey, that could be enough. I'm not going to judge if that's enough or not, but the last thing Nissan needs is Rapidgate 2. If that happens, well, I'm really worried for them. The Model 3 configurator opened in Europe on the 6th of December. I went to see Tesla in London early December when the Model 3 made its appearance and had a really good chat with the team there. They're always exceptionally well informed. Every person, there's obviously like the PR people who are always so lovely and have, as I've started this podcast a year ago now, kind of welcomed me in and have just been really supportive of the podcast. But it's when you talk to all of the other staff there who are there to help the customers and the specialists, and there's literally, you can ask them anything and they know the answer. This all so well briefed. I was having a good old geek out session with one of the guys about 2170 cells. And it's like, well, you know, you don't need to have that granular level of detail, I was thinking about him. But he was so well informed and fantastic customer service. Not a question that I had that couldn't be answered. On the 9th of December, Electrify America launched California's first 350 kilowatt EV charging station. And on the 12th of December, Daimler dropped a cool 20 billion euros on battery cells. The way they're doing it is they're purchasing the cells and they want to be the battery pack manufacturer, so they've got a better understanding of what's going in their car. Smart way to do that. LG Chem's EV battery business said they would be making a profit by Q4. Until that time, they hadn't. The first Ionity charger arrived in the UK, somewhere called Gretna Green, as the Electrify America range expanded in the US of ultra-fast chargers. And on the 15th of December, the Volkswagen ID was shown in pictures in camouflage. On the 19th of December, a Model 3 was pictured on a CCS charger, and it was a Fastned charger, and we just couldn't find out how fast it was charging. I mean, Fastned would know, but they were being all very professional on Twitter in response to this and saying, we couldn't possibly say. They know. Of course they know. We would love to know. How fast does the Model 3 charge on those CCS Combo 2 chargers that are springing up in Europe, the new generation? Ionity opened a new charging centre nearly every day, was the news on the 19th of December. They're really going for it now. And EVgo in the US created a 350 kilowatt LA to Vegas charging hub. On the 20th of December, Tesla rolled out a classic pole position game in their latest software update. And on the 22nd of November, Tesla opened the Model 3 orders for several more European countries. Daimler handed over the first electric Freightliner truck to Penske Leasing for testing. And Formula E was back and considering the first tweaks to its season with more attack mode power. Well, there is your year in review. Thank you very much for bearing with me over the last 6 days as we've brought you a couple of months a day. I've really enjoyed it. Have you enjoyed this? I've enjoyed looking back at what a heck of a year it was been. Some things feel ages ago and some things feel 5 minutes ago. It's really kind of weird how it's worked out. Well, hopefully all of that reminder has helped you answer this week's question of the week, which was your EV highlight I was asking you, which as a EV owner or a non-owner, just as someone who is an interested party, your standout moment. Hello to Andrew Jacobs, said his standout moment of 2018. The biggest event was the unveiling of the Tesla Semi. Shocked so many in the industry because it was felt a truck of this size that with the required range to make it long haul would just be impossible. He says it can't come soon enough. Thank you very much, Andrew, for that. So trying to do it in the order that they arrived. I always try and do this chronologically and do it spectacularly wrong. David Partington says, greetings from Vietnam. Thank you very much, David. And Merry Christmas, when he sent me this email, in Vietnam on holiday and having a great time. He says, thank you as ever for keeping up the podcast through the holiday season. His EV moments, though, was a personal one. He heard about the Drive Dundee electric EV Christmas parade. A native of Dundee himself, he had no choice, he says, but to drive his Leaf from London to Dundee. Yeah, that's a 498-mile trip. 10 rapid charges and 16 and a half hours of driving. He has so many lovely things to say about the Dundee EV parade, and Eleanor as well. If you follow her on Twitter, she is She's Electric is what she is on Twitter, who I met for the first time as well a few weeks ago at a charging event here in London for the unveiling of the My Energy Zappy charger. It was nice to finally meet her and thank her for everything she does on Twitter and all the stuff I've learned about things like when she went to the Leaf launch. For instance, the 40 kilowatt hour one. He says, David says, thank you for your year in review. Well, thank you very much, David, for your support. Neil E. Roberts and the gang at Sussex EVs says, I started Sussex EVs community in the early summer. The first meeting had 3 cars. Then it was 9. Then it was 32. And we've gone from nothing to 90 members. That's his standout moment of 2018. Tim Gutteridge says, my EV highlight was taking a trip to the Auckland Tesla showroom to look at the 3 and place my reservation, says Tim. At the same time, my partner ordered an X on lease and we decided to put PV with battery in the house to make the green transition. He also has some kind words to say about the podcast. Well, thank you for saying those words. Any words of encouragement tend to keep me going on the long days. Quite long nights as well, actually, making this show. Hello to Jared from Static Ride EV. My standout for the year was starting an EV charging installation company. Wow, congratulations, Jared, on starting your new EV charging company. I have no doubt that's going to be a massive success. Perfect timing, my friend, that you are hitting the market at a very, very good time. I'm located in Southern California, he says. I've had the chance to be on the front lines of the EV transition across the US. The other big factor for me going all in on EVs is because they are superior vehicles. They have moved beyond saving the planet and hugging trees. They're just a better vehicle in every way. Jack Oakley sent me an email to say his standout moment was becoming a member of the EV community and doing his part and enjoying every mile he drives in his i3. And from Allentown, Pennsylvania, Jack, thank you very much for the kind words you say about this podcast as well. Victor Wood says my standout moment was a long distance trip in his car. He was in January. It was very cold and sleety and snowy. Had his Ioniq only for a month, and he was going to do 600 kilometers from I don't know how you say that in the Czech Republic. Brno, in Czech, from Munich and back again. Of course, he said, I stopped way too often. It wasn't a problem. And since then, has done many, many long trips. Thank you very much, Victor, for yours. George Rowe's standout moment of 2018. His personal highlight was when he took a delivery of a granny lead. An old three-pin plug, a charging lead with a domestic plug on the end. It allowed me to holiday in rural parts of Ireland where rapid chargers are scarce. I love this. Everyone's got a different story. This is just so good. What a way to end the year. I'm loving this. Thank you so much to everyone who's emailed. If you want to email the show anytime, by the way, it's hello@evnewsdaily.com. Friend of the show, and again, another really early supporter, was Bill. Now, Bill Pollock has had an amazing time this year. His standout moment is ending up as being a delivery specialist for Tesla. Congratulations on the job. I always ask Bill more than I probably should, and he's always the ultimate, consummate professional and never shares what he shouldn't. I know Tesla are big on employee kind of locking down information, and he's certainly one that respects that. He tells me what he can, but then he's like, I'm not allowed. I'm just not allowed, because he knows I might say something. Even off the record, he doesn't say. It's so cool to have Bill as someone that I can talk to about what it's like doing those deliveries for Tesla at the end of the quarter. Hello to Pete Glass. Peter Glass, my highlight of the year. Thank you very much, Pete, for being a supporter of the show, first of all. It was a big road trip for him in his 17-plate BMW 94-amp-hour range extended i3. The first leg was go to London to Poole, where I live, in a place called Poole in Dorset, to see his family. And then he was heading from Poole to Newport, and he tells me all the legs that he made, but basically it's a long, long road trip, and he did it with no problem. Signing up to the Polar Plus membership, which is a network here, it's now owned by BP, the oil company, and they recently bought that earlier this year. God, see, time flies. I have to check myself every time I say something off the top of my head, and I'm thinking, was that 2018? Yes, it was. It was definitely this year. Hello to Simply K. K's standout of 2018 was getting a dream job at Tesla. I'm not even going to give you K's first name. I'm just going to call this person K. I'm not even going to give you initials. But that's very cool. Thank you for emailing me. Hello to Mark Buckingham. My 2018 highlight was hearing this podcast in its first week. Well, Mark, you were the only listener in the first week because I can see the download stats. And on the 17th of January, no one was listening. I mean, I checked it every day. So that's like 30 a month, making sure it uploaded okay. And there really weren't many more in the first couple of months. I can tell you, I was really talking to myself. I just worked out, he says, with his Hyundai Kona, which he bought, his standout moment was buying his Kona, how to remove the seats and fit a comfy mattress so that he can do big road trips. Hello to Roger Bradley, who says, my EV moment of the year is easy when we collected our Hyundai Kona electric in October. Only just being in the right price range and all that kind of stuff. All the plates were spinning for Roger, and he went and bought one. He said, all the cliches are true. It's a pleasure to drive. There's no range anxiety. I'll never buy another fossil car. Hello to Tony Goodwin. Tony says, my standout moment could be taking delivery of my first EV, but there is another contender. I got interested in technology when I was driving a Chevy Volt up the hill at Goodwood Festival of Speed and then driving a Model S, the latter of which is a great car, but too big for the country lanes that I live here in the UK. I bought a Nissan Leaf, ordered February, delivered July. Between ordering and delivery, a friend mentioned your podcast. Oh, and thank you very much for saying some lovely things about the podcast too. I don't need that much of an ego boost to read those ones out. I like reading them, by the way. Feel free to send nice words. I just don't need to read them out on the show because I just say thank you very much. Jerry Allison says, two big EV moments of the year. I took delivery of a Model 3 in September. Congratulations, Jerry. And the next moment was the very first time I plugged it in my own garage and saw the green flashing lights. Thank you for all you do, he says, keeping your subscribers informed. And finally, David, I don't know why this came up last. Oh, it's because I did Facebook. So David Warario, I think I say your name right, David. David on Facebook says, thank you very much for your comments about the podcast. That's very kind of you to say that. Our family has bought a used BMW i3 this autumn. We are waiting impatiently for the Audi e-tron. And I will, besides the daily commute, be driving the e-tron from northern Sweden to northern Norway for work regularly. Thank you very much to everyone. Oh, there was loads more, by the way. What's the time now? 25 minutes? No one needs any more of me. Thank you very much for all of your answers to this week's question of the week. Shall we set a new question? Boom. Here we go. Thanks to the team at myev.com. So we've looked back. You know what's coming next? Let's look forward. What are you excited about for EVs in 2019? What are your EV predictions? What do you think is round the corner? Either for you or somebody else, or the mainstream buyers, or gas stations, or chargers, or networks, or vehicle to grid. What's your EV 2019 predictions? I mean, we've got 12 months to pick from, so I'm hoping that you're going to hit it somewhere. But let me know. Email hello@evnewsdaily.com. You can use the comments on YouTube and Facebook, and you can even go to myev.com and use the forums there. You can tell me your EV predictions for 2019. I really, really want to know what's on your mind, actually, and pick your brains on this one. Thank you very much to 150 patrons of the show. Well, it's 151, but I can't say any more at the moment. Tomorrow I can, but my lips are sealed for now. But so for now, thank you to everybody on patreon.com, patreon.com/evnewsdaily. If you wanted to contribute, thank you very much if you do already. And if you want to add your name to the list of heroes that support this show, that do all the hosting and the streaming and the archive staying online, all those costs that you cover, thank you very much for doing that. You can support the show financially. $5, $10 would be amazing. But as always, no pressure. I'll make this show whatever. I mean, I even made it when no one was listening. So, you know, I'll make it if it loses me money. I just want to help get the word out there about EVs, and thank you for supporting me for those that do. I put a list of all of our exec producers and above on the show notes every day. There are 342 previous episodes to download for free. Tomorrow will be my prediction show, by the way. I didn't give you my EV highlight of the year, but you hear enough of me. But if anyone wants to know, let me know. And tomorrow will be the prediction show. That's going to be a biggie. Hopefully there'll be a few fun ones in there as well, and we'll see. And then we'll get back to the news, because there's been a lot going on during the holidays. You can subscribe to the show anytime on YouTube, on podcast, on the usual platforms that you use for podcasting. And if you want to say hi on the socials, just search EV News Daily. In the meantime, have a wonderful New Year's Eve. If you are listening to this close to publication time, have a wonderful last few hours of 2018. I'll catch you tomorrow.